So comes now the flashback to October 21st, 2010. This is a bunch of, I think a rather interesting two-hour show, which features Steve Plaich, who is, as many of you may know, a perennial city council candidate. He's also, I think, run for other offices, and he's gotten under the board of directors, the ACLU, the MHCAN, Mental Health Clients Network, Coalition Against Racism, Police Chiefs Advisory Board. He's made his way, I was going to say inveigled, because I don't want to imply that there's some inappropriate way he got involved. However, he, by close association with institutional powers, you unfortunately either cater to or may begin to share some of their values or abandon some of your more intense criticisms, if you ever had them, of those folks. And that's what I've constantly held Steve to account for. As a result, he's on occasion abandoned Huff meetings. He's also come back at different points. Doesn't call me when I usually, doesn't answer the phone when I call him, and doesn't usually often return calls. Sometimes he does. So it's been a mixed bag with Steve. This is way back in 2010 when I first, actually, it sounds like I didn't even know how to pronounce his name. I was doing Plaich or some such thing. But he and I have an interesting analysis, dialogue. He's a, I don't call him smooth-tongued Steve or silver-tongued Steve for nothing. Slippery-tongued Steve, Steve might be a better idea, I don't know. But in any case, he's the co-host of the show. And what do we got? Well, he attended a forum by the Santa Cruz Neighbors, a reactionary police-affiliated group interested in denuding the area of homeless people, at least of visible homeless people. That's been my perspective on them, holding meetings in the police public meetings room, lining up behind candidates like Lynn Robinson and Hillary Bryant and Donna Myers, for that matter, all these right-wing law and order type candidates, as to say, a law and order for those who are well situated, but not for the rest of the folks who are getting the shaft. He and I have a lot of conversations about a lot of current events, which give you a real sense of what was going on, at least in terms of my agenda, maybe his. In those days, Huff was meeting at the Abbey Cafe at Highland Avenue, and it's at the intersection of Highway 1 and Highway Mission Street, I guess. And then we have street interviews with numerous folks, including a fellow named Ray, not the old Razor Ray that still hangs out on Pacific Avenue, but people who are some of whom I vaguely remember, but are mostly long gone. I'm having trouble drawing from my notes a good description of this show. All I know is that I enjoyed going through it, and I think you might too. Maybe just me looking at myself in the mirror and preening myself, perhaps, but hopefully not. Hopefully there's some interesting content that lets you compare then and now and see how much has gotten better, how much has stayed the same, and how much, of course, has continued to deteriorate. Different folks call in, but my notes aren't mentioning them, so I'm just going to leave you to your devices on this particular flashback. I think you'll find it interesting to listen to, and if you want to get a summary of it, check in a few days, probably, because I've been delaying on doing this stuff and may well continue. Go to the Huff website and look on the Huff Full blog, and you will find, if you look under Bathrobespierre's broadsides, on the Full Huff blog, At some point, you'll see a description of the show because I will be going through it and putting it up with more clarity, hopefully, assuming I don't punt out entirely, and I haven't yet really punted out entirely on this particular project. So, anyway, listen in, enjoy. I urge you to continue to support Food Not Bombs, which now only serves on the weekends, but is, as I have said repeatedly here, under pressure from the city, or at least that's the perception of Keith McHenry. And indeed, they sent out riot police. Well, I suppose they didn't have their masks up, so maybe we don't want to call them riot police. But there were eight of them to stop unarmed food servers from serving food at City Hall on March 10th. And I still haven't received an apology from Chief Escalante for that. I requested it. I requested public records saying, under what law did you claim that there's no food serving at City Council or City Hall outside? When the offices are open and when the courtyard is open and the courtyard itself. Haven't gotten an answer other than go look in the municipal code. I did. There's no such ordinance in the municipal code under City Hall courtyard or food or anything else. So they're mistaken or lying or both. Who knows? I guess you can't really be mistaken and lying, but you could be lying if you claim to know something that's accurate. And you have a sense you don't really, you think it is, but anyway, so it's not good. And I think it's time to do some food serving at City Council, but they did drive us away, and they drove us folks out into inclement weather, and they stopped a public demonstration, public assembly for redress of grievances, which is all about the shelter shortage, which still exists as another atmospheric storm approaches this coming week. But that's not about the flashback, that's about the current situation, and I'm glad, actually, that I draw your attention to it. There's also a public works meeting. I guess it's the Planning Commission that is meeting that is coming up this week at 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 30th of March. They're doing a Coral Street Visioning Report project, which I don't really have any sense of what that's really about, but according to the agenda, it's about services, so-called, along Coral Street and a site located at 125 Coral Street, which is next to the, or perhaps, I think it's next to the Funding Matters Group, known as Housing Matters by Optimists and Cynics. Anyway, the city has received state funding for homelessness response efforts, and there was a homelessness response action plan approved by the City Council, that's Santa Cruz City Council. Coral Street Visioning Project is a high-level guidance document that will help coordinate the work of the city, county, and, of course, Funding Matters over the coming decades to set priorities for funding, you know, buy up the property, set up the offices, pay a lot of middle-class people, but don't serve people food regularly as you were doing up until 2015. Anyway, if you're interested in that discussion, and I'm not saying that it's worth your while or time to expect that anything you're going to say is going to influence these clowns unless you have lots of people with you or unless something really serious happens that makes people move on their own independently of these bodies. But it's happening at 7 o'clock at City Hall. In about 4 days, I guess, and on Thursday. So think about that. Also, the City Council is meeting at 3:30 and has another meeting at 7, and I've discussed that earlier. So that's cooking, and there'll be a Huff meeting, assuming I'm not moaning and groaning or wheezing and sneezing in bed, which was the case last Thursday. And I don't think the union has declared a meeting yet, although I know Elise Cadby is interested in continuing regular meetings of the union. Maybe she will. She asked me to write a flyer last week, and I didn't for various reasons. Again, partially illness, partially the feeling that nobody was coming, and the people there hadn't been the necessary organizing beforehand. Not that Elise hasn't been trying. She's been trying very hard. But she blames the leadership in not finding new leaders, and I tend to agree with her in that regard. But the fact is, I don't want to blame particularly potential allies if I can avoid it. Or hold them accountable, yes, but I'm not out there organizing people to set up alternate leadership. Other people have to do that, I think. That's not really what I've chosen to do, what interests me, and what, I don't know how good I am at it, but I do it regularly, and I want to continue doing it probably for a while. So anyway, those are the meetings coming up this week. Huff meets, of course, at 10:45 at the Sub Rosa Cafe, 703 Pacific, which is across from the Yanflower Restaurant and next to the Bike Church. Call me on the Huff line if you have interesting information, if you're getting shafted and you want to talk about it in a public way for an archived situation. I haven't been doing netcast in the last 2 weeks because I've been having, again, computer problems, and I don't have the appropriate programs on a little makeshift computer that I'm using, but maybe that'll all be changed by next Thursday for next Thursday's show. In the meantime, if you want to hear any of the past shows of the last few weeks, you can get them on the Huff website. That's where they're archived. It's often a more convenient place to get them since you can go to it, assuming the website is operational, which it usually is. Any time of day or night, and if you have a computer, of course. If you don't, well, you're shit out of luck. And in the meantime, keep eating. That's my advice. Keep breathing. And keep talking to people who are in similar situations, because you might find you share common interests. That's it for me, and I leave you to it.